It's time for the bald and the beautiful. All the gossip and news from Nashville to Hollywood on My Country 96.1.
Brought to you by Bravo Supermarket. Continue celebrating the grand opening of Bravo Supermarket, Port Jeff, with incomparable prices. Weekly specials now accepting WIC checks. Visit them at 500 Route 112 in Port Jeff, Jefferson Plaza. Two blocks from the train. Call 631-509-1929. So remember the adorable chubby kid J.C. Badeau from American Idol, Candy?
I do. I absolutely do.
We loved him.
We did.
Well, he's from the New Orleans area.
I see.
And a couple days ago, he got on stage with Rascal Flatts at the arena in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
They invited him on stage.
I love it.
And he sang Bless the Broken Road.
Wow.
And it was spot on. And the whole band, you know, they played the piano. Jay played the piano. And the rest of the band stood there and watched him. We're having fun with him. And the crowd went insane for him. The video is actually, if you go to our website, licountry.com, you'll see on the right-hand side, we have a scroll of country news. It's called A Taste of Country.
I love it.
You'll see the link, and you could click on it. And yeah, it's really awesome. Trace Adkins says he wasn't just handed the role in The Lincoln Lawyer that opened up this past weekend. Matthew McConaughey asked him to audition, but the producer of the movie had no idea who Trace was, and Trace says he got the part because he auditioned well, and not because he was Trace Adkins.
Well, so I like that even more.
Pretty cool. Dierks Bentley, we're going to see at NYCB Theater at Westbury this Sunday, and Friday night he played in New Jersey, and he actually did some stage diving. So if you're going to be sitting front row, be careful, because Dierks may take a plunge into the audience.
Now, if I pinch him on his butt, if he does that.
That's fine.
Do you think I could get in trouble?
That's acceptable in the country world.
Okay.
And Cher says she's making a country album. Now, she's not new to country music. She had a song that did hit the hot country charts in 1979, It's Too Late to Love Me Now, and she's doing it the right way, at least. She hired a big-time producer, Mark Bright, who's produced for Carrie Underwood and Sarah Evans. So
I look forward to hearing it.
She's going about it the right way.
So she's not retired.
No, I guess not.
All right.
In the world of movies, Limitless, Bradley Cooper, number one with $19
million. You know, I could just look at him, and he doesn't even have to say anything.
The Lincoln Lawyer with Matthew McConaughey, $13.4 million. That's good enough for fourth place. And the new Alien movie, Paul, $13.2 million. Fifth place. Charlie Sheen met with Fox executives this past week.
Uh-huh.
Working on some sort of show. So, obviously, CBS doesn't want him, but Fox is ready to roll.
No, I don't think they could take 2.5 Men. Doesn't CBS own that?
Well, I don't think they want 2.5 Men.
All right.
Some kind of talk show. And his live show that everyone's getting tickets for, we found out that it's going to be, like we thought, a lot of spoken word audience participation type stuff.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Tiger Woods has a new girlfriend.
What?
Her name is Elise Lottie Johnston.
What?
She's 22.
Oh, my goodness.
Looks a little like Elin.
Uh-huh.
And the daughter of her stepfather, I guess, is Alistair Johnston, a member of the board at IMG, the agency that reps Tiger.
Ah.
So there's
all
the
in
link.
The family. Here we go.
There's the link. Courtney Cox and David Arquette were supposed to be getting divorced.
Yes.
They were spotted together Saturday at a flower shop in Malibu.
All right.
Bradley Cooper and Renee Zellweger looks like they've broken up after 2 years together.
How did she let him slip through her fingers?
Something happened there.
Ooh, he's hot.
Wycliffe Jean says he was shot in the hand in Haiti Saturday night.
What?
The police say he cut his hand on glass. Wycliffe Jean says he was down there for, like, presidential stuff, like helping a candidate to try to win the presidency of Haiti.
Yes.
And he says he was shot in the hand, and police say he just cut his hand on glass.
Well,
so
where's Plaxico Burress in all this?
Actually, Plaxico should be getting out of jail.
Yes, he should.
Speaking of which, there's an MMA fighter, John Jones, who was fighting in Newark this past weekend. There was a big UFC fight, 128.
You know, my son loves this. I hate it.
Yeah, well, I don't watch it, but he won a title this weekend. But earlier in the day, he was at Paterson, New Jersey, at a park meditating for his fight. And a woman was getting mugged, and he subdued the mugger till the cops came.
Is that not great?
How awesome is that?
I love it.
Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters, Candy,
yeah,
says our music will not be in Glee because Ryan Murphy, the creator of Glee, thinks every band or artist should have their music in Glee. Dave Grohl just rants with a lot of F words about why the Foo Fighters will not be in Glee.
All right.
He hates Glee.
Just shut up, Dave.
And two more quick notes for you. Justin Bieber's concert movie is the highest grossing concert film of all time.
Of all time?
All time. Just past Michael Jackson's This Is It.
When is Haley's Comet coming back?
And this is the greatest story, I think, of the whole weekend. David Schubert the Las Vegas deputy district attorney.
Yes.
The guy who prosecuted Bruno Mars and Paris Hilton on cocaine charges. He himself, the district attorney, was arrested this past Saturday night for...
cocaine!
You got that right, sister.
Unbelievable. Do as I say, not as I do.
Dancing with the Stars tonight. You going to be watching, Candy?
Maybe.
The 12th season premiere.
I just have to see Kirstie Alley. I have to. I have to.
8 o'clock on ABC. That's what we'll be watching, Dancing. We'll have a tiny, tiny little review tomorrow for you. We'll get the whole recap. 617, there's your Bald and the Beautiful. We do it weekdays 610 and 810 and post it at licountry.com on the Fathead and Candy Junk page. And, of course, later on, Party Marty with your dinner dish. Everything from Nashville to Hollywood.